It all started with a bet. That's according to HCC instructor Danny Ayu, who explains how the tradition of silver medal and copper roses began.
We're in this classroom, and I was doing a night class or apprenticeship, and one of the students asked me, I bet you couldn't make a metal rose. And so I drew it on the board, fiddled it a little bit, went out and got a piece of copper, rolled it up, and said, there you go, now you owe me lunch. That's how it started.
Now, 15 years later, Danny's students are quickly pounding their sheets of metal with their Friday deadline fast approaching. Student Courtney Khalili says they've been working on the roses over the past couple days. Laid out on her work table are an array of shapes cut from sheets of metal and copper. She walks me through the steps of how the flat metal shapes are transformed into a flower.
Right now, I am making the bud part of the rose, and I'll be stringing that on the so-called stem.
And this is the stem,
yeah? Yeah, this is the stem right here.
The stem is really a piece of wire that's about a foot long. Her instructor, Danny Ayu, helps her curl in the silver petals, and the creation becomes a rose.
Looks like a rose.
Yeah, and then all this is going to see, it's already been attached. This has been attached. It's going to solder here, and then solder here. I have two leaves, so they can stick out like that, so it can go in.
Oh, wow.
While it isn't likely they'll be putting any local flower shops out of business, the one-of-a-kind Valentine's Day gifts are a hot item on campus.
Last year was one of our better years. Students came early, stayed late, and we sold over 400. That's close to 500. And they stayed late to make, so they made about another 80 or so that Friday. But the ones we had on hand sold out within an hour.
At $5 a pop, the metal flowers go on sale starting tomorrow morning. All proceeds from the roses go towards funding the program. Molly Solomon for HPR News.